Marty Lurie here, KNBR 60 with Kyle Schwarber. And boy, you look at rookies in this league, and here you're another one coming up. I was telling someone, Chris Bryant hits a ball, I think of the high fly ball. When you hit the ball, I think of our laser line drive. Not a bad hitter.
Just trying to stay with my approach, and whenever I do hit the struggles, don't try to change too much, don't press too much, just keep going through the process of your bat and take it pitch by pitch.
Growing up, now I know Indiana's in your background, we'll chat about that, but what kind of a kid were you growing up when it came to sports? You look like football, maybe a linebacker?
Yeah, exactly. High school, played football, and baseball, was middle linebacker and a fullback in high school, and actually would have probably had more football offers than baseball. I had three in baseball, but just felt like baseball was the right choice, and had a good family. They taught me well.
When did you become a baseball player and say, you know something, I think I can play this game?
Probably my freshman year of high school was when I really wanted to pursue the baseball thing, and I didn't really think about pro ball, but really my next step was going to college and trying to get a college scholarship, and then go from there, and just kept working at it from freshman year to senior year in high school, and got a scholarship to Indiana, and this went from there.
Wow, nice to have Kyle Schwarber with us. Where'd you grow up? What city? And who'd you root for as a kid?
I was born in Middletown, Ohio, about 30 minutes away from Cincinnati. So I grew up watching the Reds, and grew up watching the Vados, and the Bruce and Larkin and Griffey, and all those other guys. Just a good group, and it's funny now because I already played the Reds and got to play with pretty much the same group that I watched in high school. So it was crazy, but it was a fun experience too.
It's always interesting. I do a lot of sports, and I talk about baseball a lot. It's so different than other sports because it connects generations. I could just imagine your family and the players they talk to you about growing up when they did. Who they talk to you about?
The Johnny Bench of the world. My grandma, who she passed, and I always remember Troy. I was like five, and I had no clue who he was. And she said, "I want you to be like Johnny Bench." I'm like, "Who's that?" And she said, "He's the best catcher ever played the game." And so, this is something to look forward to now that I'm up here, and I still got to work my butt off to stay up here and help contribute to the team. But that's something to work forward to.
Yeah, very good, Johnny Bench. Not bad, I will tell you that. Big hands, and boy, he was a one-handed catcher, and he could throw people out. Now you're a catcher, one-handed or two?
Just one hand.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So just catch with one, and then once you see it, start working your other hand up to the ball.
What's the biggest challenge for you as a rookie?
Just being able to adjust to different pitchers and different things, and just don't let the situation dictate how you're going to feel in the game. Bases loaded, late in the game, it's a tight ball game, we got two outs. Just being able to control your emotions and bring it back to just like it's any other bat, just like your first bat of the game.
Okay. Boy, interesting. That's the way to do it. That's the way to slow the ball down, slow life down and the game down, and you're successful doing it. Kyle Schwarber with us. Position, where do you like to play? You've been in the outfield, you've been behind the plate. I know you like to hit. Where do you like to play?
I love the catch. Got a passion for catching, and this always played the position when I grew up, but it's a different situation here, and we got two great catchers with this club. We got Montero and we got Rossi, and I'm learning every day from them, and just whenever I can learn from them, I'm going to, and I pay attention even when I'm out in left field. I always think along with the game, trying to think about pitches that we're going to be calling, and trying to go off the scouting report. So just always learning from those guys. Two great guys to learn from.
Good for you. Boy, I can see why you're having success. Very good attitude. Wrigley Field. And, boy, I'll tell you, I go back a long way. I think about Wrigley Field and the song when you win a game and the bleachers and all that. And just explain to everyone the feeling about Wrigley Field for you.
It's a great place. I mean, I'll never forget the first time I walked on it. And, I was actually in college when I got to go on the field. And I was like, man, this is a great place. And I had no clue that I was going to be drafted by the Cubs. And, it was such a historical place, such a, you know, a lot of history. But now with the upgrades that we're making to the place, and, you know, it's still holding that historic feel, but it's also going to, you know, a new generation, you know, something that we're trying to, you know, roll over our, you know, our postseason streak not happening. So we're trying to roll it over and start a new thing. And, you know, fans are awesome, crazy atmosphere, and, you know, just an awesome place to play a ball game at.
How do you like the song after the game?
It's good. It's a great song. You know, fans sing it every time, and, you know, it just gives them something to look forward to. And you know, it's been around. You know, it's part of the history of the Cubs. You know, it's always been around, and, you know, that's why we got such a good history.
Well, nice to talk to you. A pleasure to talk with you. What did you major in at Indiana?
Sports management.
Very good.
So, just wanted to stick around in sports, and, you know, just got a passion for the sporting world. So,
very good. Do you know Cubs history? Do you know a little bit about Ernie Banks and Sano and Billy Williams and stuff like that?
I'm learning it. I'm learning it as I go, because I was such a Reds fan when I grew up. And now, yeah, I mean, being able to talk to, you know, some of these guys and just figuring out our history and talking to Mr. Williams, and because he's been around, and it's been a pleasure to be able to talk to those guys, some of our greats, and, you know, be able to learn from them.
He hit Koufax pretty well, Billy Williams. The sweet swing, he'll tell you.
I'm sure he will. He's quite a character, a good guy. Like having him around the clubhouse, and he knows what he's talking about, and, you know, he'll make his jokes here and there, but, you know, whenever he talks to you seriously, that's when you stop and you pay attention.
Yeah. Nice to chat with you. Just a couple of minutes more. I enjoy the opportunity to do this. Joe Madden, the manager. Now, he's your manager and a little different kind of guy, but very interesting to talk to. How do you assess him?
Great manager. Knows the game really well. Cares about his players. Cares about how we're doing on the field, off the field. You know, he'll back up his players, and just a great guy to be around. Great baseball mind. You know, it's crazy. You know, as he talks about all the baseball he's seen, all the players that he's coached, and all the greats that he's coached, and you know, just, you know, now I know why that we wanted him so bad. You know, it's a great fit, and you know, we're lucky to have him here, and we're learning from him every day.
Well, great to have you on the show. A pleasure meeting you. I enjoy watching you play, and now I know a little bit about Grandma and the family, and I can understand why you're a heck of a passionate baseball player. So I appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
More coming up on KBR 680, the sports leader.